This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending June 15th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week at $199.53, which was $2.04 lower. The volume was 915 loads for the weekly total of the daily spot load count. That's 2 weeks in a row over 900 loads after the previous 5 weeks were stuck in the 700 load range. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, including that spot trade, the formula trade, exports, and outfront sales, that was at $201.96, which was $2.31 lower than last week. The total reported box beef volume was 8,195 loads, which was 1,280 loads more than last week, and the largest single volume since June 22nd of last year. The formula trade was 3,960 loads for the week, which was 618 loads better than last week, and about 48% of the total sales. The outfront sales were at 1,625 loads, which were 693 loads more than last week. Exports reported 1,388 loads, which was 511 loads more than the previous week. The NAFTA portion of those exports was at 219 loads, and there was a whopping 1,169 loads that were shipped overseas. A volume was great in every respect this week, but just a note of caution, since volume always peaks out during one of these middle weeks of June. Last year we had over 8,500 loads, and in 2011 we enjoyed 9,500 loads in sales. The most recent 10-week rolling box beef sales average was 7,148 loads for the week, which compares to 7,225 last year during the same time. And it was only 77 loads less than last year's average, and the closest that we've been in an awful long time. The primal cut trade portion of the spot trade showed some firmness on the four-quarter products. Those outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were mixed, with the rounds steady and the chucks $1 to $2 higher. The inside primal cuts, the loins and ribs, were mixed also, $1 to $3 higher on the ribs, but over $8 lower on the choice loins. The cow cutout ended the week about the same as last week after showing some strength during the week due to the increases in those 90% trimmings. Cow harvest rates have been in the 135,000 to 139,000 head range for the week during much of the past 2 months, which is higher than was anticipated earlier. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was mostly $2 lower at 120 to 121, but in Iowa there were a few that traded at 122 to 124. The dress trade prices was mostly $2 lower, trading at 195. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle dropped 3 pounds to 1,260 pounds, but that's after jumping 19 pounds the previous week. That compares to 1,241 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight has followed its normal seasonal upswing after bottoming out the first week of May. It was 4 pounds higher at 850, and which compares to 850 pounds last year and 820 pounds for the four-year average. The choice select spread was a little over $15 on Friday as retailers continue to switch to lower priced products after that big early push for those choice grilling meats. The nearby CME ended the week about $1.10 lower compared to the previous Friday. Now looking at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, those yearling and the stocker type cattle at the Southern Plains auctions were steady to $3 higher, but the best tests were on those heavy feeders once again. The Southern Plains auction receipts at our 10 test auctions in the 5-state area was at 36,000 head compared to 33,000 head the previous week. Those 500 to 600 pound steers at auctions traded at 143 to 169, and they're starting to be a little wider spread there because we're picking up a few of those fleshy ball and calves on the bottom end. The yearling type trade on those 700 to 750 pound steers was at 134 to 140, and those 8 to 850s were trading at 131 to 137 at area auctions. And in the Texas direct trade, they reported 30,000 head in sales that was firm to $2 higher, with more cattle trading at the top end of the ranges. There was an improvement in the weighted average prices, but not necessarily a very big improvement on the top prices. There were about 1,900 head of 750 to 800 pound steers trading at 133 to 138, and only 400 head of 8 to 850 weight steers trading at 130 to 139. Both of those are current FOB prices. And the nearby CME was only about 22 cents lower since the previous Friday, but that was after trading $1 to $2 higher most of the week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.